KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Action SA in KZN has blamed a so-called water tanker mafia for sabotaging water supply in Chatsworth, south of Durban. Yesterday, eThekwini officials were allegedly threatened and blocked from filling up the reservoir four, delaying water to several communities. The city says it's beefing up security, but it's warned that water supply may only be restored in 48 hours. Affected areas include Arena Park, Crossmore, Woodhurst and Croftdean. Action SA KZN spokesperson Sanelisiwe Zuma says eThekwini needs to be held accountable.
It is a disgrace that criminal elements are allowed to operate with impunity, sabotaging efforts to restore water supply to communities or for personal profit. For over a year, eThekwini municipality has repeatedly claimed to have procured its own fleet of water tankers to eliminate reliance on private contractors and save public funds. Yet to date, the whereabouts of these so-called purchased vehicles remain unknown. The lack of transparency raises serious questions about whether these tankers were ever acquired in the first place.
Zuma says they've written to the city demanding answers on the water tanker fleet.
The blatant disregard for accountability from municipal leaders, particularly the chairperson of Trading Service Committee, is unacceptable. Mr. Ngozi, as the political head of the committee, ought to be demanding answers from officials, not turning a blind eye to such critical matters. The water crisis in the municipality is not merely a result of drought or aging infrastructure. It is a man-made disaster fueled by political inaction, corruption and collusion.
And to the Free State, a joint memorial service is being held for the three constables whose bodies were found in the Hennops River in Centurion last week. Family, friends and colleagues of Cebekulu Linda, Gemogetso Bikes and Boipelo Senoge are at Bobby's Park in Bloemfontein. The officers were found dead in the river along the N1 in a suspected car accident last month while on their way to Limpopo. The provincial police commissioner, Bayile Motsonyane, has described them as dedicated young people.
The discovery of the vehicle in the Hennops River and the devastating confirmation that our members have perished have shaken us deeply. It is a stark reminder of the perilous nature of police work and the unseen sacrifices our members make daily in the pursuit of justice and public safety.
A colleague of Senoge, who would have turned 25 yesterday, remembers her as someone who brought happiness and joy to people around her.
You know, it broke my heart because I was prepared actually to do something for her. But, you know, God works in mysterious ways. I'm standing here right now speaking about her. At least I believe that this will mean something to her.
And a truce agreement to end a crisis gripping the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo is in the works. Officials say a final peace deal will be signed in mid-June in Washington. M23 fighters have made rapid advances in the Eastern DRC since January. Rwanda's Foreign Minister Oliver Nduhungirehe says officials will meet to discuss a draft peace deal in Washington in 2 weeks. The process is expected to lead to the final signing in mid-June. Durban and Pietermaritzburg 26 tomorrow, Richards Bay 28.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. Ousmane Dembele is fit to face Arsenal tomorrow night for PSG in the Champions League. The Junior Springboks take on Australia in the Under-20 Rugby Championship. And Maro Toje in line to captain the Lions after Ireland's Calen Doris has picked up an injury.